الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على هديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. So inshallah we will continue with the أحكام النون الساكنة with the ruling of نون ساكنة and تنوين. And last class we talked about what? What was the ruling we talked about last class?
Izhar.
And that's it. That was the first ruling for Ahkam An-Nun. And what is Izhar?
One with no gunnah.
What is that?
One with no gunnah.
No good?
No gunnah.
No gunnah. Yes. This is part of the question, of the answer. We said izhar is to pronounce the noon as is, without any changing, without deleting it, without lightening it. It's as normal, as usual. The noon is maximum visible, like it's clear, very clear. And what are the letters of izhar?
I.
Yeah. Ayn Ghain, yeah. Hamza Ha, yes. And Kha and Ha. Those are the six letters of Izhar. And anybody knows why the noon is Izhar with those letters? Yes. Those are the throat letters. That's exactly right. And because they are articulated from an area far away from the articulation point of the noon, so they did not affect the noon at all. They let the letter noon be pronounced as usual, without any damaging to the noon, without any affecting, without any affection to the noon. Sorry. So the noon as-sakina, because the articulation point is far away from the articulation point of those letters, the noon can be pronounced clearly, visibly, without any affection. But when the letters come close to the noon, they do not let it go as normal. They affect it. And this is what we will talk about today. Okay, the last question is, when we talk about izhar and noon, what should we look for in order to judge the noon is izhar? How do we judge the noon in this position is izhar? How do we decide?
As to have a noon sakina, whether there is a sukun there or not, or an implied one.
Yeah.
Then you have to look at the letter after.
Exactly right. That's the two conditions. First of all, we have to observe the noon sakina. It doesn't matter if it has sukun or it doesn't have haraka. If it has sukun, then it's noon sakina. If it doesn't have any haraka, then it's noon sakina. What do I mean by it doesn't have any haraka? It doesn't have fatha or dhamma or kasra or tanween. That means it's noon sakina. So once we find this noon sakina, we look at the letter immediately comes after it. If this letter is one of the izhar letter, hamza ha, aynun ghain, ha kha, then we say this noon should be izhar. That means we should pronounce it as usual without any changing. Why? Because the letter after it did not affect the noon. They let it go as normal, as usual, without any changes. We've got a lot of examples last year. For example, وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَيَنْأَوْنَ عَنْهُ. This has three letters. Can you get it to us? Three letters is hard. وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَيَنْأَوْنَ عَنْهُ. Yanhauna. Let's start with Yanhauna. Do we have Nun Sakina or not?
Yes.
We have. Where? In Yanhaun. And what the letter follows immediately the Nun? Alha. Is it one of the Izhar letter? Okay, so what should we do? We pronounce it as usual. We say, وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ يَنْهَوْنَ. How about the next noon? يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ. Is it Izhar? I said, يَنْهَوْنَ, the next noon in the word, يَنْهَوْنَ. What's the ruling of it? Izhar, why? Followed by? No, this is the first noon. Can we switch? Yes, please.
On the table?
Yeah. But can I have a paper?
There is one.
Oh, okay. Magic. Okay. Okay, I'll make it easy for you and put sukun on all of them. So, this noon, let's choose another color. This noon, what's the ruling of this one? Izhar. Why? Because it followed by ha, and it's already noon sakina. Okay, what's the ruling of this one? And why is that? It's followed by Ayn, and Ayn is one of the Izhar letter.
But it's a Fatha.
It's Fatha, that's it. This, the first condition is not applicable. So this noon is not Nun Sakina. So it's out of the scope of... of course, we don't make it Idram, we don't make it Ikhfa. We pronounce it as usual. But we are talking about the Nun Sakina because it has different ruling. But the Nun with Fatha, with Dhamma, with Kasra is as usual, always. Okay, so, and the word Anhu. What's the ruling for this noon?
Izhar.
Izhar, why?
Noon Sakina with a Ha after.
Noon Sakina followed by Ha. Yan'awna.
Izhar.
Why is that?
Noon Sakina followed by Hamza.
Followed by Hamza. And Anhu is exactly as the one above. So this same. So it's Nun Sakina followed by Ha. Okay. So this is an example of Izhaq. We pronounce the Nun as usual. Now let's talk about... And the last thing I want to mention, that the Izhaq can be in one word or in two words. In one word, so like Yanhauna is... No, that's fine. Yanhauna is one word. Yan'awna is one word. Yep. Anhu is one word. Yep. Anhu is one word. An example of... anybody can give us an example of Hukum Izhar in two words? What is that? Min indina. Min indina is a good example because the noon is sakina and then followed by ayn. In uridu illa al-islah. In urid. In Nun Sakina. Urid, so it's followed by Hamza. So this one is Izhar. Okay. Min khawf. Yeah. Alladhina amanahum min ju'in wa amanahum min khawf. So good another good example. Nun Sakina followed by Kha. So it's Izhar. Okay. Let's switch the camera again. And let's start with the... Okay. So the Nun Sakina and Tanween has four ruling. The Izhar, which is the making clear. We make the noon as usual. And their letter is Al-Hamza, Ha, Aynun Ha, Ghaynun Kha. Idgham is the merging, which is the class for today. And then we still have another two hukum, which is Iqlab and إخفاء. We will talk about them inshallah next class. Inshallah. Okay, maybe the next class will not be because Eid. Yeah, so we have a pause for 1 week and then we will resume inshallah the Wednesday after. Okay, so the ruling of that depends on the letter immediately after the noon. So whenever we talk about ahkam and noon, the ruling of noon, we look at the noon itself just to be sure that it's noon sakina, and we will see what's the letter immediately come after it. If it's one of the izhar letters, then the ruling is izhar. Is that only for the noon sakina? For tanween as well. So the tanween takes exactly the same as a noon is sakina. And what is a tanween? A tanween is two dhamma, two kasra, or two fatha.
It has to be on two words.
Yeah, that is the only difference. I will talk about it in 1 minute. But why we apply the same ruling with in tanween, on tanween as the noon sakina?
Tanween
has
a bit of
noon. It is. Yeah, it's pronounced as noon, even though we don't write it as noon. But with ahkam al-tajweed, we deal with whatever is pronounced, not whatever is written. So we don't care if the tanween is a written noon or a pronounced noon. As long as it's pronounced, we apply all the ruling of noon sakina to it. The only difference, as Zikrun just mentioned, that in al-izhar in al-tanween can't be in one word. And why is that? Has to be in two words. Why is that? The tanween cannot be applied except for at the end of the word. So the tanween can't be applied in the middle. So it has to be at the end of the word. So if it comes at the end of a word, and then the first letter of the next word immediately comes after it, was one of the izhar letter, then we apply the izhar letter. Okay. So let's talk about the merging. What is the definition of the merging? First of all, I'd like to mention one thing, that the merging is on the opposite of izhar. Izhar, we pronounce the noon as usual without any changing. And the identity of the noon is completely protected and saved, not touched. So the noon is exactly noon as normal. With the merging, the noon is totally deleted. It's invisible. It's hidden. So the letter has overtaken the noon and deleted its identity, and he take over the noon. So the definition of the noon in language, like, is the meeting of a non-vowel letter with a vowel letter, so the two letters become one emphasized letter of the second one. What does that mean? That means we have letter with sukoon. That means letter without any haraka, and then followed by letter with haraka. And what we do, we delete the first letter and we make the second one mushaddad, doubled with shadda. So it's totally deleting the noon, and we pronounce the next letter as doubled. So the letter has totally occupied the position of the noon, and he took over it. He deleted it. He totally destroyed it, and he took its part to his side. And what are those letters of noon making idgham? The letters are combined in, it's, there are six letters, and they combined in the word yagmulun. Yagmulun. And that's mean al-ya, al-ra, al-meem, al-lam, al-waw, al-noon. So whenever any of those letters comes immediately after the noon, what we do, we delete the noon and we make those this letter mushaddad with shadda. I will come back to this in a minute, but let's have an example. Like man yaqul, man yaqul. We have noon sakina here and followed by ya. The ya is one of yarmulun letters. Is that right or not? So the ruling of noon here is al idgham. So what exactly should we do? We should put an X on the noon and put shadda on the ya. So we pronounce it man yaqul. من يقول من يقول You see how did I write it? من يقول It's like one word without any noon but with the ya مشددة The ya مشددة This is the ruling of إدغام We deleted the noon We put شدة on the next letter And we pronounce it as emphasized letter So The idgham is one letter sakin followed by letter mutaharrik. So we combine those two letters to be the second emphasized of the second one. That means the second one has shadda. Another example, wujuhun yawma idh. Indeed. Okay. How do we apply the ruling for today on this example? How? There is no noon sakina here. There is a tanween. Okay. And we said a tanween takes the same ruling as a noon sakina. So here we don't have noon sakina, but we have tanween. And the tanween followed by ya. And the ya is one of the idgham letter. So what should we do? Could we switch the camera, please? No, it should be all right. Should be. So it's wujuhun yawma'idh. What should we do? Indeed, we put, if we want to write it exactly as we pronounce it, so we write it like this, wujuhun yawma'idh. Is that right or not? Because we pronounce noon. The tanween is pronounced as noon. So if we want to write it as exactly what we pronounce it, So we should add noon sakina here. Now, when we apply the ruling of noon, we see that there is noon sakina followed by ya. Al ya is one of the izhar latar. So what we need to do is we cancel the noon and we put shadda. So if we want to write it again, it becomes like wujuhun yawma. It becomes wujuhun yawma'idh. It's like the one written on the screen once we swap again. So first of all, wujuhun yawma'idh. We have tanween. So we wrote the tanween. So now the hukum is visible. It's easy. Nun sakina followed by ya. What we usually do when And noon is sakina followed by ya. We say the hukum, the ruling is idgham. So we need to delete the noon as sakina and we make to emphasize the next letter. How do we do that? By putting shadda. So it becomes wujuhun yawma'idh. Wujuhun yawma'idh. So please everybody say wujuhun yawma'idh. Wujuhun yawma'idh. So, if someone, you say to him, where is the noon here? وجوه يومئذ. He say, there is no noon. However, the expert one will say there is noon. How does he know? We will talk about it in 1 second, inshallah. Can we swap that? So let's go back to... So the letter of idgham are yagmulun. Yagmulun, which are 6 letters. And if you notice those letters, you will find all of them in the articulation point, very close to the articulation point of the noon. So when the letter comes very close to the articulation of the noon, it damaged it. It affected it totally, badly affected it. It deleted it. So the ya, ra, mim, lam, waw, noon, they not only are very close in the articulation point, but they share some of the attributes. And that's why they badly affected it. But the letters of ikhfa sometimes are a bit close, but they do not share as much as attributes to the noon as these letters do. And that's why the hukum is different. Okay. Now, the 6 letters, the merging, the letters of idgham, yagmulun, have been divided into 2. Idgham bighunna, idgham with ghunna, and idgham without ghunna. Al-idgham with ghunna comes with 4 letters only, which is in the word yanmu, al-ya, al-noon, al-meem, al-waw. So, if the noon sakina followed by one of those letters, we apply idgham, but we say it's idgham with ghunna. And what's the ghunna? Yeah, the ghunna is the sound comes from your nose. The beautiful sound comes from your nose. And this ghunna always comes with 2 letters. Meem and noon. So when those letters deleted the noon, when they deleted the noon, they're still carrying one of its attributes, which is the ghunna. So they not totally deleted it. They deleted its image, but part of its attributes is still carried. But with the lam and ra, when we make shadda on the lam and ra, they don't have any kind of ghunna. They don't have any kind of ghunna. This is idgham without ghunna. So if I ask you, which one of the idgham is the complete idgham? This one or this one? Second one is the complete idgham. Why? That's exactly right. The first idgham, even though it's deleted the image of the noon, so you can't see it, but at least you listen to the sound of ghunna, and that gives you the perception that there is a hidden noon or a deleted noon. So part of the noon was remain even after deleting it, after merging it. But with the lam and ra, not even the pronunciation of the noon, nor its any of its attributes has been remained. So it's totally deleting for the noon, and that's why we say this is a complete idgham, but this one is non-complete one. And if you remember, when I say مَنْ يَقُولُ أَنْ وُجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ, I said, if you ask anyone, is there any noon? He will say, no. But I said the expert will say, yes, there is. And how does he know? Yes, the ghunna. With the ghunna. From the ghunna, he may interfere that there is a hidden noon or a deleted noon, because the ghunna comes with the meem and noon only. So when I say, مَنْ يَقُولُ, he may interfere that there is a noon was deleted, because he can listen to the ghunna, and he knows that the ghunna comes with the noon or meem. Okay, so let's go back. So, the idgham, there are 2 subdivisions of the idgham. The idgham with ghunna Its letter are the letters of the word ينمو, which means four letters. الياء, النون, الميم, الواو. Four letters. If any of them comes immediately after the noon, we judge the noon as idgham. And not only idgham, but idgham with ghunnah. That means part of the noon has to be pronounced from your nose. Okay? But with the lam and ra, there is no ghunnah with the idgham. So it's idgham bighayr ghunnah. And that's why we say this is a complete idgham, but this one not complete, because this one delete the noon and totally all its attributes. But in this one, some of the attributes will remain. So when we apply idgham to the noon sakina or tanween, we deleted it and make the letter of idgham as has a shadda. Now let's go back to the normal ruling that idgham here. Idgham, in the izhar we said the izhar can be in one words or two words, but in idgham must be in two words, can't be in one word. I'll give you three examples of words has the noon sakina followed immediately by one of the idgham letter, and let's see if we apply the idgham how the word should be, and then you understand why we don't apply the idgham in one word. Like sinwan, sinwan. What's the ruling of noon here? Noon sakina followed by and waw is one of idgham letters. So should we apply the idgham here? No, because the idgham must be in two words. If it's one words, let's try to make the idgham here. If I want to make it idgham, I should say siwan. Isn't it? Because I deleted the noon, I put shadda on the waw, so the word become siwan. And siwan is totally different. It's different word, different meaning. So by applying the idgham, I change the meaning of the Quran, which is I don't have the permission to do. Let's apply that to qinwan. The noon here is sakina, followed by waw. And the waw is one of the idgham letter. So what should I do? I should delete the noon and make the waw mushaddada. And I say qinwan. And I say the hukum of noon is idgham. And that is totally wrong. Why? Because the idgham has to be applied in two words. Ad-dunya. Ad-dunya. An-noon here is sakina, followed by ya. So what I should apply the idgham here. It should be said as ad-duyya. But what's ad-duyya? It doesn't even give meaning. So those are three words. Indeed, those are the only three words in the Quran which the noon sakina followed immediately by one of the idgham letter, and we do not apply. So I mention all the three words. So please remember that the idgham has to be in two letters.
Two words.
Not in one word. In one word, it destroyed the meaning. So there is no difference between the noon sakina and tanween in an idgham, because both of them has to be in two words. But izhar, there is a difference. Okay, let's have the examples. Now, first of all, we will take the examples on the idgham with ghunna, which is al-hamza, al-ba, al-jim, I've done a mistake here. With al-ya, or indeed, instead of I put the letter of idgham, I put 1, 2, 3, 4, but it doesn't matter. The first example is on al-ya. من يقول من يقول من يقول is an example of noon sakina followed by ya. So we apply the idgham. Is it idgham with ghunna or without?
With ghunna.
وجوه يومئذ وجوه يومئذ
وجوه يومئذ.
It's an example of what? Of ghunna? No. Of idgham? Not complete answer. Idgham with ghunna is a complete answer. But idgham with ghunna for what? For tanween. That's exactly right. So this one is idgham with ghunna for noon sakina, and this idgham with ghunna with tanween. Let's go to the second example on the letter of waw. Miwal. Miwal. Hasanatan waqina. Hasanatan waqina. So the first example is idgham bighunna for an-nun as-sakina. Why? Because an-nun as-sakina followed immediately by waw. Hasanatan waqina. What is this example about? It has noon, sakin, and tanween? Ah, who can correct him? He said, Hasanatan waqina has noon, sakin, and tanween. And why there is noon, sakin here? It's not noon, sakin, indeed. Hasanatan wa an-noon. If you listen to what you pronounce, you will find that there is fatha on the noon. So, hasana, an-noon has fatha on it. So it's out of the scope of our class. But the noon we are talking about is the hidden noon, or the pronounced noon, which is at-tanween. So at-tanween is followed by waw, then we apply idgham with ghunna or without? With ghunna, yes. May yahdi? May yahdi? No, if you say man yahdi, that is wrong recitation. You did not apply the ruling of idgham. And maybe they say that because they don't know the hukum. Yeah, but you will never find that with a qari, the sheikh who recites the Quran properly. You will never find him say man ya'mal. He always will say man ya'mal, man yahdi Allahu fahuwa al-muhtad. Okay, now the third example is on the meme. Mimmal. Mimmal. You see how did we do? We delete the noon totally and we put shadda on the mim. And this is an example of idgham with ghunna on the letter mim, because the noon followed by mim. Siratim mustaqim. Siratim mustaqim.
Siratim.
Here we have tanween, and at tanween is noon. We deleted the noon and we put meem mushaddada on. We put shadda on the meem, and we pronounce it siratim mustaqim. So the complete answer is siratim mustaqim. The ruling of tanween is idgham with ghunna because it's followed by meem. An nafs. This is the ruling of noon is al-idgham bighunna. Why? Because it's followed by the noon. Is the noon letter of idgham?
Yes.
Of course, because it's part of the word yanmu. What are the letter of idgham with ghunna? Ya, noon, waw, mim, yanmu. Yawma idhin na'ima.
Yawma idhin na'ima.
Yawma idhin na'ima. The ruling of tanween is idgham with ghunna because it's followed by noon. Now let's see the difference with the letters without ghunna, which are al-lam and al-ra. Walam yakullah.
Walam yakullah.
Walam yakullah.
Walam yakullah.
Now if you put your fingers on your nose, walam yakullah.
Walam yakullah.
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 So you find that not only any part of the word comes out from your nose, and that's mean you do not apply the ghunna, that's mean you've done it right. Andadal liyudillu.
Andadal liyudillu.
Andadal liyudillu.
Andadal liyudillu.
This is another example of idgham without ghunna because the lam, but with tanween this time, not noon sakina. من ربهم
من ربهم
من ربهم The ruling of يرحمكم الله The ruling of نون is إدغام without غنة because it's followed by را.
The above, there, that one left. See how you have a ya with red?
Sometimes it's a bit tight.
But not intentional.
No, not intentional.
Okay.
Yeah. Even the dal should not be red because we are talking about at-tanween, but I can't highlight at-tanween.
Yeah,
but this one, it has to be like in black. Only the lam to indicate the letter of idgham has to be in red. So the ya is like by mistake has been highlighted as red. Okay. Mir Rabbihim.
Mir Rabbihim.
Mir Rabbihim.
Mir Rabbihim.
La Ra'ufur Rahim.
La Ra'ufur Rahim.
La Ra'ufur Rahim.
La Ra'ufur Rahim.
So the last two examples is one of the Nun Sakina, one of the Tanween. Both of them followed by a Ra. And Ra is one of the Idgham letters, but without Ghunna. So we merge the Noon with the Ra, we make the Ra Mushaddada, we deleted the Noon totally, and we make it Idgham with Ghunna. This was the last thing in the slides for today, and let's practice. Can we listen to the Sheikh for any of your choice? Yes. Yes.
We have six letters of izhar,
which is hamza ha, aynun ghain, ha un kha. If any of them comes after the noon, then we judge the noon as izhar. If the letters comes after the noon is one of the yarmulun, then the ruling becomes idgham.
Otherwise,
it will be ikhfa or iqlab, which we will talk about them next class, inshallah. Okay? Yeah. What time is Aisha?
According to that, about 8:35-ish.
8:35?
20 minutes.
So 20 minutes, more than enough. Yeah, you should stop. التنوين إزهاق
إنما توعدون لواقع فإذا النجوم طمست وإذا السماء فرجت وإذا الجبال نسفت وإذا الرسل أقتت لأي يوم أجلت ليوم الفصل وما أدراك ما يوم الفصل ويل يومئذ للمكذبين
Can we stop? Okay. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ What do we have on this?
The tanwin is grey, which means it must...
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so usually that's already...
So who knows? Yes, Abdul Salam. Idgham bi-ghunna?
Yeah.
Which one? ويلون يومئذ. It's إدغام بغنة فوات. فوق ذا تنوين. Okay. Any other anything else?
For that one?
No. In the same ayah.
That one has no good.
يومئذ للمكذبين. Yes, Hamza. إدغام without غنة. Why? Because التنوين was followed by الله. Okay, let's go.
Keep going.
ألم نهلك الأولين ثم نتبعهم الآخرين كذلك نفعل بالمجرمين ويل يومئذ للمكذبين ألم نخلقكم من ماء مهين.
Okay. ألم ويل يومئذ للمكذبين is like the first one. So we are not going to repeat it again. It's here تنوين. Here إدغام with غنة. And here إدغام without غنة. Now with the next ayah. ألم نخلقكم من ماء مهين. What's the meaning we have here? Where? Mimma idgham with ghunna with the, because the nun sakina was followed by mim. That's exactly right. And what else? Mimma im mahin. Yes. What's because the tanween was followed by mim, and the mim is one of the idgham with ghunna. ألم نخلقكم من ماء مهين. So we have two إدغام here. The first one with نون ساكنة followed by ميم. So إدغام بغنة. The second one تنوين followed by ميم إدغام بغنة. Okay, keep going.
فجعلناه في قرار مكين.
Okay, it's again here. We have hukum of tanween. What is it? Qararim makin. The ruling of the tanween is idgham with ghunna. Why? Because it's followed by mim. Okay. Before you go, let's see the next ayah. Ila qadarim ma'loom. Do we have any hukum here?
Yes.
What is it? إدغام بغنة فوق ذا تنوين. Why? Because it's followed by ميم. And it's easy for you to know it. You see how the ميم is becomes مشددة. So this is like a sign not all the ميم مشددة means إدغام فوق نون, but it gives an indicator. It doesn't
have
shadda originally. It has only fatha, but because of the idgham, they put shadda. Yeah. So the shadda on the meme is not original here. The ma'loom. How do we write ma'loom with meme fatha only? Is that right? Ma'loom meme has fatha on it only. Why they put shadda here? Because they want to indicate that this is merging. So they put the shadda because
they didn't do it on the next one. See,
وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. This one is will be repeated in each ayah. So we've already done it. Yeah. Yeah. Another 2 minutes. 1 minute.
إِلَى قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. Okay.
It's enough. Because we run out of time, we need you to practice. So let's start practicing.
Why do they put shadda only on the meme and not on the other letters?
Like what?
Like whenever there is a idgham with Tanveer or Noon Sakina, but following me, you put Shadda. But where there is a Idgham with Wayuin Yao, there is no Shadda. Right?
Yeah. Indeed, it's a good question, but.
It is there, I have seen it on the.
What is that? So they have different writing. What I know is, like, at-tanween is when you make tanween with idgham, they make the two kasra. So you see, the two kasra is not like it's not like this. So they make the two kasra next to each other, not.
They're crooked, not in line.
It's not parallel. Like, see, you see kifatan ahya'an wa amwata. You see the tanween here and the tanween here.
One's crooked, one's broken.
This one is not exactly underneath the first one. So this as indicator of izhar the tanween, and this is an indicator of idgham at tanween. So, and they are very expert in this, to write the Quran in a way to make it easy for the reader to distinguish the hukum of noon, just because he see the way the tanween is written is good, and that's exactly with the meme with the noon sakina. Maybe we will get noon sakina, and I'll show you the difference. Yes. Waylun, waylun yawma idin.
They have shiddah.
Yes, yeah. They do have shiddah.
Yeah.
So it looks like that it's different writing. Okay, let's say practice, and maybe we will talk more about this in the next class, inshallah. Yeah. Indeed, when we like teach the beginner about the ahkam, we don't give them those signs. Why? Because we don't want them to rely on it and leave the ruling they study. So we need all of you to like fully memorize the ladder of izhar and the ladder of idgham. And you rely on your memorizing to decide the ruling of noon, not to see how the tanween is written. So I don't usually mention that in the introductory or intermediate.
Everybody knows, don't they?
Well, if he knows, he's lucky. Yeah. So if you know that the tanween, if it comes like underneath each other, that's mean izhar. And when it's idgham, it comes like this. So it's good. Yeah, it make it easy for you anyway. Yeah, but we don't actually usually say that because you will rely on it and you do not memorize the letter of idgham.
They notice that, especially with the dhamma thing. Yeah, very different. Yeah. One looks like 99, one looks like 69.
Yeah, and the dhamma thing, yes. Yeah. The two dhamma. Yeah. Or everything has, And the hukm al-noon al-izhar, when the noon is izhar, for example, it has this letter, this one. Yeah, it's like sukun, it's like ra's al-ha, we call it ra's al-ha. Yeah, let's see if we have... Anyway, I find that here the writing is a bit different, like yantiqun. Oh yeah, but it's yantiqun is ikhfa here. Anyway, it's okay. We ran out of time, so we need actually... How many minutes left?
5 minutes.
Okay, so what I'll do, we will read all together only for 5 minutes, and then we leave another 5 minutes for wudu and okay? So we conclude before the people come. So let's say we reach 25? Okay. Twenty-five means Alam Najal al Ard, is that right? Because the ayah number is at the end. Okay.
Are we doing it together?
Yes, I will read and then you read after me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
ألم نجعل الأرض كفاتا؟
ألم نجعل الأرض كفاتا؟
أحياء وأمواتا. You see, أحياء وأمواتا is إدغام with غنة. وجعلنا فيها رواسي شامخات.
وجعلنا فيها رواسي شامخات.
وجعلنا فيها رواسي شامخات.
وجعلنا فيها رواسي شامخات.
وأسقيناكم ماء فراتا.
وأسقيناكم ماء فراتا.
Do we have any حكم for نون ساكن أو تنوين إدغام here? Yes, no?
Yes.
Yes, where is it?
It is a vowel, just not a ma, as in Furata.
It's not. Furata.
Only the vowel.
It's not Isra.
That's not.
Okay, my question is, if there is any tanween or nun sakina with idgham here, please let me know. Without Hamza answer, because Hamza already answered the question. Yes, Sabir. No? Anybody? Nun sakina or tanween with idgham with ghunna or without ghunna? Yes. Which word?
Hamza.
Which word, Abdul Salam?
Ma amfurata.
Ma amfurata? Yeah, where is the idgham here?
Idgham with tanween. Idgham with ghunna or tanween.
It's followed by what? By fa, yeah. Okay, the fa is not of the idgham letter, but any answer. Where? Exactly right. Shamikhatin wa asqaynakum. Hamza answered this question as well. So the tanween here followed by wow. So it should be idgham with ghunna. Okay, let's keep going. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِّلْمُكَذِّبِينَ.
وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِّلْمُكَذِّبِينَ.
Do we have anything here?
Yes.
We have two. We've already done them. One with ghunna and one without ghunna.
انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم به تكذبون.
انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم به تكذبون.
انطلقوا إلى ظل ذي ثلاث شعب.
Do we have anything here? How about ظلٍ ذي? It's that, and the that is none of the merging letter.
لا ظليل ولا يغني من اللهب.
لا ظليل ولا يغني من اللهب.
Anything here?
Yes.
Where is it?
تنوين
with?
With
واو. Which word? ضليلٍ و. So the complete answer you say ضليلٍ و. You pronounce it for me, so I know that you apply the idgham with the ghunna. That's the third thing. Then you say the ruling of tanween is idgham with ghunna because it followed by wow. This is the complete answer. Do we still have time?
Isn't it
85?
What?
Okay, let's have a couple of ayat before we finish. إنها ترمي بشرر كالقصر. Do we have anything here?
No.
Yes, Abdul Salam. Do we have?
No.
No. Because the tanwin followed by kaf. And the kaf is not measured. كأنه جمالة صفر.
كأنه جمالة صفر.
Here a tanwin followed by sa. And the sad is not of the merging letters. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ
وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ
هَذَا يَوْمٌ لَا يَنْطِقُونَ
هَذَا يَوْمٌ لَا يَنْطِقُونَ
هَذَا يَوْمٌ لَا يَنْطِقُونَ
هَذَا يَوْمٌ لَا يَنْطِقُونَ
Do we have anything here?
No.
Yeah, first of all, I read it يَوْمٌ لَا يَنْطِقُونَ which is إِدْغَام, but it's not. There is only one Dhamma. Hamza is a good student. وَلَا يُؤْذَنُ لَهُمْ فَيَعْتَذِرُونَ
وَلَا يُؤْذَنُ لَهُمْ فَيَعْتَذِرُونَ
وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ
وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ
هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ جَمَعْنَاكُمْ وَالْأَوَّلِينَ
هَذَا يَوْمُ
فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ كَيْدٌ فَكِيدُونَ
فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ كَيْدٌ فَكِيدُونَ
Wait. It's okay. We will stop inshallah here and we will continue next class inshallah. Subhanakallahumma hamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.